It's a joy to be with you, beloved, here at this conference, and we do enjoy the blessings the Lord has provided for us here today. I want to speak on the subject before the Lord. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 8. I want to look at a few verses where the thought is mentioned. So we look now, Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 8. At that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord and to minister unto him and to bless in his name unto this day. The first thought I want us to be engaged with is to stand before the Lord. That's a tremendous privilege. We were a people distant from God. But in light of the work of Christ, we are brought in a position that we can stand before the Lord. We can minister before him. Here, the tribe of Levi was selected, a special tribe, the priestly tribe, the priestly family. And they had the responsibility, as Israel traveled from the land of Egypt to Canaan, to carry out that effective work of the tabernacle system and to serve the Lord and to stand before him. And that's a privilege that we have today. As a people of God, we can stand before our God with boldness. Those people could not stand as we are today, beloved. What Christ has done for us has brought us into a tremendous position that today we can minister, we can serve, we can do it with boldness before our God. So the first thought here is to stand before the Lord. Secondly, in 16:6 of the same Deuteronomy, it is said there, chapter 16, verse 16, three times in a year shall all the males appear before the Lord, thy God, in the place which he shall choose, in the midst of unleavened bread, or a feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Not just to stand, but to appear before the Lord. There was a tremendous privilege for the men to stand before him and not empty. There must be something to offer. And so when we spend time with God, then by the Spirit of God, we are gathering. And so when we come, we can have something to offer in a profitable way. We don't just come and take a psalm and read it and just go word by word until it is finished. There must be the evidence of that kind of appearing before God, so that we might carry out the males three times a year. There are asks that they should appear before the Lord. Now I want to say we should do it regular. Keep close to the Lord and appear before him, because we have the privilege to do so. Thirdly, in 1 Samuel 12 and verse 7, 1 Samuel 12:7. Now therefore, stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord of all his righteous acts, the acts of the Lord which he did to you and your fathers. That's 1 Samuel 12 and verse 7. Here is reason before the Lord. And this, in this context, the people of Israel decided that they want a king. They want a king to look like the Gentiles, and they like the order and the profile of that particular king. So we want a king. Give us a king. Samuel was not happy with it because he knew it was not the mind of God to replace him. But there was a clear indication that they were, as it were, wanting to replace God with someone else. Samuel said, God is your king. Samuel said, I want to reason before the Lord. It's not just my words. I can utter a lot. But I want the reason to be before the Lord. So let's gather so we can talk. And Samuel spoke with them, and the Lord said to Samuel, they want the king, let them have the king. That was King Saul. And that was really chaos for them. The people's choice, you know about King Saul, he was above, he shoulder above everybody else, a tall, great looking man. We want a king. You notice the king that the Lord chose, David. He was not of that stature at all. David was. In fact, when Samuel was asked to select the king, all Jesse had 8 sons and 7 of them passed. And there was none. And Samuel said to Jesse, is there another? He said, yeah, there's a little one there in the field. But that one was not considered. But David was that young little boy. He was not even qualified to go to war when he went there and defeat Goliath because he was a youth. But there was this young man who the Lord would use. But here at this particular time, it was a people's choice. And we have to be very careful. There's a lot of attraction and profile that has been going on today. And I want to encourage particularly our young people to be very careful because it's not everything glitters is gold. And some are willing to go along with the great profile, but it is not scriptural. The conduct and the teaching is not according to the word of God. You might have some men who are great speakers and orators, but they are not bringing the word of God to bear upon what is happening. We have to make sure that we carry on this effectively before the Lord. So we reason with them before the Lord in this context. In 2 Chronicles 27 verse 6. 2 Chronicles 27 verse 6 it said, so Jotham became mighty because he prepared his heart before the Lord his God. I like the thought, the man become mighty because his heart was prepared before the Lord. That will be an effective man. A man whose heart was prepared before the Lord, the presence of God. He become mighty, not in the strength of men. Not in men's strength, but in the strength of God. He was a mighty man. And we like to see these men who are spiritual giants. They love the Lord, they love his words, and they are engaged with him at every opportunity. Today we have looked in Hebrews, we have all these men and women of faith. They are evidences. Some of them we might, in the case like at Samson, you haven't seen much, but the scriptures say he was a man of faith. That's what is happening and was emphasized this morning. What we have there is not the highlight of the failures of these men. The failures are so many. But what we have is the highlight of their life with God. That is what we need to confine ourselves with, that life with the Lord. So we have to prepare before the Lord. If we have to preach the word of God, we must spend some time before God so that we can speak as directed by him. We're going to move on because I'm leaving space for others to come. I'm just touching on another one, and a few more might be. It said,